We are headed out of Grand Portage Marina in the electrofishing boat, high voltage, to do some electrofishing with Seth Moore, Poe, and EJ. The sun's just going down and it's an absolutely beautiful evening. Here we are.
Yeah, this is Susie Island here that we're going to survey tonight.
How does this work?
Well, what we'll do is we'll wait till it gets dark, and we'll fire up the generator. The guys are setting up the boat right now. These two droppers here will extend forward and drop down to the water, and the generator produces a DC current from the droppers, and then in the front of the hull there's another set of droppers as well. One's positive and one's negative. And the fish are actually drawn to the negative cathode, which are these ones extending forward, and then we can scoop them up when they come up to the electricity. And it stuns them, then we put them into the live well here, and then for the brook trout, we'll measure them, take a fin clip for genetic sampling, put a Floy tag in them, and then let them go again. We're going to also be collecting fish for VHS detection, and so those fish we'll bring back with us, and we'll take samples from them tomorrow. We try to do the whole shoreline every few years to see how brook trout populations are being restored. And then there are certain segments we do every single year. So this is a more extensive survey this year. And then in addition to that, we're going to do the Susie Islands as well to see if we can find any brook trout out here.
Are the populations increasing?
They have been up until from about 2005 to present. We've seen a pretty strong increasing trend in brook trout populations here. And we attribute that directly to the restoration activities that we're doing. We stock fish every year. We don't have high harvest of brook trout as well. And then a lot of the other agencies around Lake Superior also have restrictive regulations on brook trout. So it's a combined effort around the lake, but a lot of the things that we're doing seem to be working.
So there were brook trout in greater numbers at one time?
Yeah, coastal brook trout populations were sort of decimated by stream habitat loss from logging practices about 100 years ago, and then from overfishing as well. They're very susceptible to angling. They're an aggressive fish and they're hungry all the time. So when you combine, you know, the angling pressure with loss of the stream habitat from sedimentation from logging and logs being run down rivers, those two combined things really kill the populations.
Well, it's hard to describe how beautiful it is out here. Out on the big lake, there's nothing quite like it, you know?
Yeah, this is an amazing piece of terrain that I get to work on, and I'm privileged to be here.
So you're just drifting now?
Yeah, we're just drifting. We're just waiting for it to get dark out.
Does this drop off real quickly right here then?
Yeah, I wish I had the fish finder on, but I bet you we're in 100 feet of water here.
Wow. So you nose up sort of close to shore and as close as you can get?
Yeah, I actually hugged the shore. That's why we have the twin controls here. It gives us a lot more maneuverability in shallow. And we're literally in 2 or 3 feet of water right along the rocks here.
How much ground have we covered, or water have we covered?
Yeah, we're on our 5th kilometer now. We have about 8 kilometers that we're doing tonight, so it'll be two and a half more after this one.
And how's it looking?
I guess I'm surprised at how few larger fish that we've seen tonight, but we're catching lots of small fish, which is good for our VHS sample.
What fish are we getting?
Most of our catch tonight has been long-nosed suckers and lake chubs, and there's a handful of burbot in there as well. I guess the one surprising thing was that we caught a smallmouth bass here in the Susie Islands. I wouldn't have expected to see that.
There's not smallmouth bass in Lake Superior as a rule?
Well, there are, I guess, a few isolated places where you get them. There are a lot of them in rivers, and I think, you know, this one probably came out of the Pigeon River, but they're not really common in the lake proper, which is where we are now.
And you say the water's fairly warm?
Yeah, the water temperature is about 65 degrees, and so I think that's the reason we're not seeing as many trout and salmon as we would normally see on this survey. This summer has been unbelievably warm, and our water temperatures in the shallow water have been really high, and I think that's probably why we're not seeing as many whitefish and trout and salmon.
They move to deeper water?
Yeah, they move down deeper below the thermocline, where the water's a bit cooler.
So all the other fish that you named, but you're really just interested in the brook trout?
No, for the VHS samples, we are unbiased and we'll take whatever we can catch. We generally look for smaller fish just because we only have the capacity of the live well to hold them. So, but we'll take all different species. Almost all the species in Lake Superior are susceptible to VHS, so we're really trying to get a comprehensive look at whether or not it's present in Lake Superior.
Have you found any signs of VHS?
No, we haven't found any yet. We've sent off several hundred samples this year. We sent about 400 samples last year. We've been doing this VHS surveillance and detection survey since about 2009, and luckily for us, we haven't found any positives. This year, we're sending 16 lots of 60 fish, and we'll continue to hope not to see it here.
What is VHS?
VHS is a fish disease called viral hemorrhagic septicemia, but it causes fish to hemorrhage and basically bleed out all of their blood, and they get huge lesions, and there can be mass die-offs when it occurs in fish species.
What's the situation in the rest of the lake with VHS?
It has been found in Lake Superior, in the Apostle Islands, in some Lake Cisco. There were some positives, and then I think also, I want to say, in the Superior Entry, there were some positives. I don't remember what species. And in another part of Lake Superior, in one of the bays, there was also another positive.
So do you do this for a certain length of time, or until you get a certain amount of fish, or what?
For the VHS sampling, we try to get 60 fish per lot that we send off to the lab. That's just what they ask for. We try to get species where we get 5 in each species, or if we're using the same species, pools of 5, because we put 5 fish into each sample vial. So we'll be shooting for fish, 60 fish. Typically, when we're doing the coastal brook trout surveys, we try to get between 8 and 10 kilometers of shoreline surveyed a night. That's just what seems to work out well for a night of electrofishing.
Well, it's a beautiful night.
It is, I don't know if you're interested, but I have a piece of trivia for you.
Okay.
I saw on Hannah's list that a blue whale's tongue weighs as much as an elephant. But my favorite one on her list I read in the handwriting of a 9, almost 10-year-old was that some reptiles have 2 penises. Ew.
How did she spell ew?
E-W.
That's ew. Well, we are making our way along the very edge of Susie Island, just making our way along the coast. It's a gorgeous starry night, and I guess there's worse places in the world to be right now.
Yep, absolutely. See any fish at all, Paul? Really?
Midnight, we're back alongside the dock. So what happens now with these fish?
We're gonna bring those back to the lab, and we'll take the samples out tomorrow morning. We have to take out their liver and their spleen and put those into sample vials, and then we'll ship those off to the lab to get tested for VHS.
Okay. Were there any brook trout in there?
No, we didn't see any brook trout tonight. Mm-hmm. In fact, we didn't see very many trout and salmon at all. I think it was partly because of the water temperatures.